Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. Hey, this morning I want to talk about how you guys are getting information. Information to take your bodybuilding and training efforts to the next level. And I say good morning. Is it morning? I'll tell you, my wife is going through the labor process right now. And she's having very painful contractions, like, you know, every 5 or 6 minutes. And so I'm there to support her and help her all through the night. And so it's amazing how your body can adjust and just sleep in 5 minute increments and wake up, go back to sleep again. Boy, ladies, I tell you, I've got a lot of renewed respect. All this pain you go through in this birthing process. But, you know, it just made me think. So the due date, actual due date, was on Monday. And she started going into, you know, what we believed were contractions on Sunday night. And so we're thinking, oh, hey, look, they got this due date almost exactly right. Boy, it's amazing how medical science can do that. Well, you know, so the contractions, you know, got stronger. You know, got shorter in periods, distance apart. So we're thinking, hey, this thing is going. You know, we made all the preparations, you know, took our dog Alpha, you know, to the kennel starting on Monday, thinking that this thing was going to go as clockwork. And, you know, we went to the classes that explained all this material and everything like that. Now, bear with me. I'll tie this in on, you know, my point about you getting information here in a second. And so we went through all the process, you know, definitely went to the classes, you know, I don't know, that was like 6 weeks of classes every Monday night. My wife has just been searching over the internet for all the information all the time. Yet we didn't understand this last week, you know, of the process, how it really goes. And, you know, all the kind of stress, all the worry, because we didn't, you know, fully understand the process. Now, I'm going to just say that I'm probably sure that they kind of explained it better than our understanding of how it works at the classes. I'm sure there's sites on the internet. It was just, there's just so much information for us to take in. You know, somehow we missed that part. We got a lot of things down. We know what to expect. But, you know, here during the last week, you know, the understanding, and this is where it causes all the stress and all the worry. You know, so that started on Sunday night. Yesterday, so we actually go to the hospital, call the doctor, and the doctor said, well, they're 10 minutes apart. Well, and on the piece of paper, the information that we got, it said when they are 5 minutes apart, that's when you go into the hospital. So hers were about that time. They, you know, really great hospital, great nurse that we had, and kind of hooked her up, did all the check. The baby's doing great in there, but it's just that she's not, you know, ready. She wasn't ready to deliver. So kind of did all the checking out, all the explaining what's going on, and had her walk around, but, you know, had us go home until we come back, until these set of circumstances where the labor is more advanced. And it's funny, you know, she's explaining the whole situation, this and that, and here I am going, oh, well, because of this and this and this, it means this. And she goes, no, right? Like, what the hell do I know? What? When did I go to medical school? Right, specializing in births and delivery. Yet, I was saying what made sense to me, right? With all the information that I've attained, it made sense to me, but it just wasn't the way that it was, right? And so, you know, how does that apply to you? Well, as you're going for this bodybuilding and training information, all the information, people say, you don't need to pay for information. It's out there. It's free. Yeah, but there's just, you know, so much of it out there. And I'm not even talking about if somebody has a different opinion about this way to eat or that way to eat. I'm not talking about, you know, what we in the fitness business sometimes, you know, make a big deal out of that. I'm trying to tell you, isn't that big of a deal? Yeah, one person might be right or wrong, but in the big picture, either way, isn't going to totally impede your process. It's not black or white. You're still moving forward, right? So I'm not talking about these things that are so highly debated over social media that I'm trying to tell you aren't that big of a deal in the big picture, right? You can do it either way. You'll still progress, and you'll get to the point where you'll understand how it really works, how science can back up what you're doing. It's just your lack of understanding of the process, but you got to get going, right? So all this information is out there. It's just that, are you making it more difficult on yourself because you're going by your level of understanding? I already know you're determined. I already know you really want this. I know you're willing to put in the work in the gym with your eating habits, even the work to go search for this information on the internet, go through social media, go on message boards and gather all this information. And like, again, I applaud you for that. You're way ahead of the masses for doing that. But it's that last, you know, bit, putting it all together, that level of understanding that you don't have, that's probably causing you the most stress. You know, going back to the situation, you know, with labor and everything like that, you know, we're coming up, you know, I'm calming my wife down. Well, no, this doesn't mean that. This could mean this. First of all, she doesn't know what she's talking about. And as I'm comforting her, I really don't know what I'm talking about, right? It's like we're reinventing the wheel, right? That information is out there. You know, they have these things called doulas. And basically, it's a woman who has, or I guess it could be a man, who comes in and you have them these last few days. So as you're going through this and that, and this happens with your body, and it feels like this, you know, it's someone who has gone through this process, like, you know, hundreds of times, you know, and we're going through all this and, you know, trying to figure out this last bit and keeping, you know, our heads about us and everything that's happening and how it's all going to work out and what the timing is and when we should take, you know, our dog to the kennel, because he's been back and forth at least two times so far, right? And we still haven't delivered. Is that, you know, has there been 5 billion babies born in the last 2 years, right? So, you know, it isn't like, why am I reinventing the wheel here? Why am I trying to really think all of this? You know, when there's a doula, you know, you can pay, I don't know how much they are, a few thousand dollars, that could just say, no, I understand the way you think is this way or that way, but this is how it works. You know, this is how it's worked since the beginning of time. I know you're new to this, right? So we can enjoy the process, know where to put our energy and focus and effort and worry or lack of worry, and enjoy the process, you know, and create these memories. This is a great experience, I'll tell you. You know, I'll tell you the connection and, you know, like I said, you know, the pain and, you know, it's really a very connecting process, a lot more than, you know, I imagined it would be. We're definitely going through this these days together. I'm going to have to wrap up this podcast. If you hear a screaming woman in the background from my home office, I got to get back to her, right? So far, she's probably had two of these contractions that she needs me to, you know, to lean on me. And that's what's been going on, you know, for the last few days. You know, or, you know, just get someone to help us understand all this to make the journey a lot more enjoyable, definitely a lot less stressful, right? That information is available out there. There are people out there that could help, you know, organize all this. Even though, you know, that we've had the determination to amass all this information and go to the classes. And again, let's get back to you, because that's what this is all about. I'm just telling my stories just to make the point here. A lot of you guys are just so determined to build the bodies that you want, build that muscle, lose the body fat. And, you know, it's like you're going 90% of the way there too, and it's that last bit that's causing you a certain amount of anxiety, angst, uncertainty, that really it will either, you know, drive you to push through, hopefully, and be patient and figure it out for yourself, which, you know, it's things are going to figure themselves out eventually, right? If you're persistent, if you keep at it, you'll figure it out. It'll just happen, right? Or what you'll do is you'll quit. And maybe many of you have quit this whole bodybuilding and training journey sometime along the way. I know I did. Before I got going, I quit a couple times because of all this information, putting it all together. And I didn't even have the internet way back then to confuse me even more, All right. Or the third thing is that you might think you know it all, just like, you know, I think I know it all, or I'm thinking this makes sense, therefore this, this, and this is equals this. With my lack of knowledge, all right, good effort, you know, common way of thinking, I'll just accept the fact, you'll just accept the fact that, well, this is all that's possible. That's all I can accomplish. Anybody who's better than me either has better genetics or on drugs. Or really, the fact is that last 10% you couldn't put together. Right? You didn't find a coach or a mentor or, you know, pay for the personalized coaching and then just get this out of your way. Right? Now, I know some of you can't necessarily afford or you don't want to afford that type of coaching, but I'll just tell you, it's something you need to consider. Like, if this is something that you say that you want, all right, to push you over the top. This is another challenge that I have with some of the experts, so to speak, the passionate 21-year-old experts, whether they're on any type of social media, YouTube and everything like that, or, you know, been training for 2 or 5 years, and then they're telling you that this is the way that it works. And again, I've always said I respected a person for being a leader and doing that. At the same time is that, you know, they're still, they may be further along than you, but they're still saying this and this equals that. And that probably isn't true. They're basically right. But the thing that makes a difference is that last 10% level of understanding, and they don't get it. And they're really, they have limited beliefs. You know, the big guys, the huge guys, the guys that they're not on, you know, YouTube for whatever reason. Now, the just getting started fitness experts, they like to say because whatever, they don't know anything, whatever they do, just works. They do it all wrong, but it just works. You know, that's not necessarily the case. They don't, someone, a lot of times when they're achieving, they don't feel the need to go way above and beyond to get on YouTube and share it. They just do their thing and they get on with life. It's not necessarily a profession for them. So they're not on this campaign to change the world. They just have a great physique and then they spend that time on their job or their family. All right, that's another assumption that the 21-year-old experts make about people who have a great physique. And I'm telling you, I've been doing this for almost 25 years. That isn't the case. It's usually we teach what we learn to, we teach what we need to learn ourselves most. Think about that. We teach what we ourselves need to learn most. And look at me. Most of this Morning Connection podcast, it's mostly about my life experiences, what I've learned, what I continue to learn, the mistakes I made to have a better overall quality of life. You can tell that's where my passion is. That's where I really want to help you. I'm teaching what I've needed and I continue to need to learn most. Maybe for some of you guys, these are just interesting stories and you don't even see how they even relate to you. And my point is, you know what? Somewhere along the line, you're going to see where they relate to you, right? And it's almost secondary, the sets and the reps, you know, and the diets, you know, that I will share. I know that's what you want, okay? But the thing, as you can see, the thing I'm most passionate about is about that better overall quality of life, how to become happy, you know, and using bodybuilding training and the whole lifestyle as a part to get you there, not to be the end result. I am teaching what I need to learn most. So a lot of these 21-year-old experts, they're going through the process. Maybe they're skinny, genetically not the best, and they have to really learn the science and the process to make everything out of themselves. Again, I respect that. But their experience may not be your experience. Their emphasis may not be what you should emphasize. And the biggest point is they're still learning why things really work. Sure, they hold on to their textbook and what everyone agrees with them is the right way, and they preach that. But, you know, being a champion, becoming the best at what you do, and what it doesn't matter. It could be being a recording artist, all right? It could be, a real estate agent. It could be a salesman. It could be anything, an artist. It's the fine points, at last 10%, that makes the champion something that they haven't approached yet, so they can't really explain that to you, right? So again, I know there's a lot of information out there. You know, look, if it doesn't mean that much to you, if you want it for free, get it, that free information. I'm just hoping you can make it to that last, over that last 10%, that you won't get frustrated. You're not trying to reinvent the wheel, that you're not thinking, well, this and that equals that. And that may not be the case. And you may not get to the last 10%. You know, this is a lifestyle. This is something that once you have it mastered, you'll have for the rest of your life. It's also something if you, you know, establish limiting beliefs about what you can and accomplish, and then you kind of turn off your, you know, your level of determination, or, you know, your standards stay where they are because you think that's all that's possible. And again, that's something that may happen that you don't really realize. Well, then you're going to have that less than optimal performance, that less than optimal physique that your body and mind can achieve. You're going to settle for less, not knowing it, and that's going to carry on for the rest of your life, right? I really suggest that you just take the time, invest, find a coach, find a mentor that can take you step by step through the whole process, not getting all the free information from a lot of different people and getting you in the ballpark, because again, it's getting to that last 10% that's going to make the difference. And get this anxiety, this angst, this uncertainty out of your life forever. So then, you know, you're comfortable with the strategies. And again, it's, they're always going to change and you're going to have to continue the knowledge, but the fundamentals are taken care of. So your determination is just put into those fundamentals and you achieve higher and higher levels, you know, based on your gut, your passion, your desire, your mental flexibility. All right. So just find a coach, find a mentor, pay for that information. If it's a professional, someone who doesn't just do it as a hobby and gets on YouTube and talks about the most controversial subjects going around the internet at the time that really don't mean shit in the big picture. They're interesting. They're being debated by a whole bunch of people that don't know the big picture. And maybe they even know that. It's just that it gets a lot of views on internet and they get paid by Google, by YouTube, by the views. So they're just going to talk about all this stuff that everybody puts so much importance that it's not. Let's face it, if they just put the basics, you know, they're going to stop after about 100 videos. There's nothing more to talk about, just but reiterating the basics, right, to get you where you are. So, you know, like I said, get all that free information, but find a professional, not an amateur who does it for clicks on YouTube, right? At least for a period of time. Give it a shot so they can have this, clear all this uncertainty, quit reinventing the wheel, quit making all these assumptions how to take it over the top of the last 10%, right? And there's a lot of ways. I mean, look, I've got this, what I call Results University. And it's a collection of all my work. But more than that, what I do is I take you through this entire process of, you know, how to skip around through, you know, there's 26 hours of video. There's another 23 hours of audio where I take you through. I have this whole book that I put you through the process and you skip around so you can get all this information, right? So, you know, that's one way. Look, you listen to this boss, I guarantee it's going to get, you're going to be happy with your investment. So look at that. SkipLacour.com, where it says Results University. Again, get yourself over the 10%. Master this at the standards that you're really capable of so you can have this for the rest of your life. All right? And then, you know, like I talked about, the doula who comes to your house and really, so as you're going through all this, they talk you through it so you don't have to go through all that. You know, I have one-on-one coaching. All right? So go to SkipLacour.com, go to coaching, and then check out the weekly coaching. And those are for the people who are really determined, ready to go. I talk to you every single week, all right? So again, whether or not you do want to take it to the next level or you're happy where you're at, hopefully some of this information is helpful to you. Look, I've been around doing this for a long time, helping a lot of people, going through the journey myself. I see the common mistakes, and I don't want you to make those, all right? So we'll talk again tomorrow. Thanks for joining this Morning Connection podcast. Like this podcast, share this podcast. I appreciate the comments and the emails, how much you guys are enjoying this. All right, let your friends know. That's how I'll get the word out, and that's where I can make the biggest impact on the most amount of people, the more it's shared. So I appreciate you doing that. These podcasts, all my podcasts, are now available on iTunes. So check that out. You can put in Skip LaCour or Morning Connection and find that. And thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality, most effective sports nutrition line. If you're right here on the SkipLacour.com website, just click the link, Mass Machine Nutrition, along the top, find out more about my high-quality line. All right, so have a great day, and we'll talk again tomorrow.